This goes to Dr. Krepostman, KREPOSTMAN, fax 989-956, and leave the last four letters blank. I don't have the rest of it. Regarding Elvin, it's E-L-V-I-N, like November, Woodcock, W-O-O-D-C-O-C-K. Date of birth, August 29th of 1932. Dear Dr. Krepostman, this is a face-to-face visit with Mr. Woodcock with hypertension, microalbuminuria, diet-controlled diabetes, and severe aortic stenosis. His last visit was October 11th of 2021. At that time, he was evaluated by a cardiac surgeon in Lansing who felt he was not quite ready for aortic valve replacement yet. But the patient has been getting progressively more short of breath, and he's actually visibly short of breath during the appointment today. He has not been on oxygen. Usually oxygen saturation runs in the 96% when he's seen in the office. In other providers' office. Today we don't have an working oxygen saturation machine, and he does not appear blue or purple, but he's visibly short of breath. He is able to sleep at night with one to two pillows without waking up feeling more short of breath. And his weight is stable since his last visit in October. He is willing to have a second opinion by another cardiac surgeon. His wife hopes he can have a TAVR procedure rather than a chest opening cardiac valve replacement. And they will be being referred by your office to a cardiac surgeon in the Midland area, she believes. The patient complains of dizziness with position changes, but he's not had any recent falls. No chest pain or palpitations, but he has dyspnea on exertion and at rest. No cough or wheezing. His wife thinks he has gained weight, possibly in the abdomen, and he has been started on Lasix for fluid overload and swelling in his extremities. He's on 40 milligram once daily. It does seem to help with the fluid gains, and he does not consume any more than 32 ounces of fluid in a 24-hour period, and he also follows a low-salt diet. Bowels are working well without nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He has chronic nocturia 2 to 3 times a night, but no incontinence. And the edema is much worse compared to his previous 6 month visit. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He takes metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligram twice a day. Nifedipine extended release is 90 milligram daily. Lasix is 40 milligram daily. He's on glaucoma eye drops, Fibercon, glucosamine, Ocuvite vitamins, gemfibrozole, 600 milligram once daily. A physical examination. The patient appears mildly pale, no blue or cyanotic appearance in his lips or fingers or toes. His weight is 169 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse is 84 and regular. Blood pressure 140 over 60. Lungs are diminished in bases, but clear. Heart is regular, with an occasional early beat and a very, very loud grade 3 to 4 diastolic murmur is noted. It's pan throughout all the second heart sound. That is quite audible, and it sounds much worse than it has previously. Abdomen is obese, slightly firm, non-tender, good normal bowel sounds. Extremities, 3 to 4+ edema from knee down to toes in the left leg, and 3+ edema, 2 to 3+ edema, knees to toes on the right side. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 25th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.0. Carbon dioxide, 29. Albumin is 4.3. Liver enzymes are normal. Lipid panel is normal. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio, mildly elevated at 32. Fasting glucose, 98. Hemoglobin is 14.2 with normal white count, normal platelet levels, urinalysis negative for blood, and 30+ protein. Assessment and plan, severe aortic stenosis, that appears much worse currently, with symptomatic dyspnea at rest, also dizziness and fatigue, hypertension, microalbuminuria, and diet-controlled diabetes. We'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll continue his 32 ounces and 24-hour fluid restriction and salt restriction. We're going to schedule him for an overnight oximetry study due to his visible shortness of breath. He doesn't appear to need oxygen continuously, as his last pulse ox last month was 96, but he may be having difficulty at night, and the overnight study will help determine that. So an order will be sent to CareLink, and that will be scheduled soon. And he will be contacting your office to be scheduled for evaluation by the cardiac surgeon in Midland, and he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.